The U.S. Department of Agriculture has notified all of its veterinarians that it is their duty to screen cattle for mad cow disease. The reminder was issued after the regional headquarters in Austin ordered inspectors not to sample a cow that collapsed at a Texas packing plant. NPR's Allison Aubrey reports.
3 days ago, a cow awaiting slaughter at the Lone Star Beef Facility in San Angelo, Texas, collapsed. Meat industry spokeswoman Rosemary Mucklow explains what happened.
It went down in the livestock pen, and the assigned veterinarian looked at it again and condemned it for possible central nervous system disorder.
What happened next was a disappointment, says Mucklow. Government inspectors decided not to test the animal for mad cow disease.
It's unfortunate that it didn't go for testing. You know, if I had had my choices on it, we would have included it in the testing scheme.
The USDA's mad cow surveillance system relies on testing just this sort of high-risk animal. There are conflicting accounts as to why this cow was not tested, but the failure to do so has consumer advocates calling for a congressional investigation. Felicia Nestor heads the Government Accountability Project. She says after the discovery of mad cow in Washington state last year, the USDA pledged to ramp up testing, but she questions whether the agency is capable of following through on this promise.
From our investigation, it is not. The system seems to be broken around the country in different areas. Inspectors are telling us that on a number of occasions, USDA has been called to come and collect samples of from animals exhibiting symptoms, and the USDA has declined.
Gary Dahl is one of those inspectors who agrees that the system is not working. As vice president of an inspector association, he's in touch with colleagues nationwide. He says the problem is that inspectors at his level don't have the authority to test. He can identify an animal that's exhibiting symptoms of disease, but then a different agency within the USDA, known as the Animal Health Inspection Service, or APHIS, must be brought in. Dahl says too often, APHIS inspectors don't follow through.
I put the call out. I'm asking a lot of people in a lot of different areas of this country, have you seen APHIS doing any tests? And the answer has been given back, no. As a matter of fact, our council meeting, we have 15 local presidents. None of them have heard of any testing. Now, that's my million-dollar question. Where are they testing at?
APHIS says 15,000 tests have been done so far this year, but a spokesman for the agency says there's no central database to determine how many were carried out on cows that had been identified by inspectors as exhibiting suspicious behavior. The USDA says it has no clear answers yet as to why the Lone Star cow was not tested, spokeswoman Elisa Harrison.
This is an animal that likely should have been tested as part of our surveillance program, and that's why we're trying to determine what the circumstances are to find out so that we can learn why the decision was made not to. There's very well could be, you know, very good reasons for that. So we do want to wait until we get all the information in.
Harrison notes the cow in question has been destroyed and did not enter the human food chain. She also says the agency is working on training inspectors so that they can take the tissue samples needed to test cattle for mad cow instead of relying solely on APHIS. Such a move would streamline the multi-step process of testing a cow for mad cow infection. It may also help the agency keep up with an expanded surveillance program that's scheduled to begin next month. Allison Aubrey, NPR News, Washington.